Automakers are increasing their investments in cars that can run on either gasoline or electricity. They're also spending hundreds of millions of dollars to advance hydrogen cars that don't emit tailpipe pollution. But industry analysts say those cars are at least two decades away from commercial viability, an estimate that irritates Stan Ovshinsky. The 81-year-old Detroit entrepreneur wants to prove that his company's technology could shave years off such projections. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
All of the 274 patents that Stan Ovshinsky has to his name have something to do with improving energy conversion. To demonstrate his latest innovation, he climbs in behind the wheel of a standard four-door sedan that he's redesigned to run on hydrogen and quickly accelerates to 74 miles per hour.
So what's this?
Wow, Stan, that's fast.
Yeah. Well, we can make it even better.
Ovshinsky's wife and business partner of 50 years, Iris, sits in the passenger seat.
Does that make you nervous?
Yes, it does.
But it doesn't surprise her. She says her husband is not capable of slowing down. He's not trying to sell the car, but the hydrogen fuel system it runs on. Ovshinsky first set his sights on the hydrogen economy 40 years ago, when few people could conceive what it meant. He's long viewed hydrogen as the antidote to fossil fuel pollution and wars over oil. And now, at 81, he's got a sense of urgency.
All I do is then shift it, and it's exactly drives like, acts like any other car that's driven by gasoline.
Lots of competitors are developing hydrogen technology, but Ovshinsky is taking a different, pragmatic tack. Ovshinsky's car is not running on a fuel cell, a technology that would replace the combustion engine. In this case, he's just retooled the engine so that it runs off solid hydrogen, or hydride. He figures this may be less of a threat to automakers.
One of the big oil companies had hydrogen as a possibility in 50 years. We've shown with our work that you're in the hydrogen economy now. You're driving it. Watch.
It's impossible to put a price tag on what Ovshinsky is demonstrating. Hydrogen vehicle prototypes cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but Ovshinsky's optimistic. Selling ideas seems to come naturally to him, as does his command of science. The son of an Ohio scrap dealer, Ovshinsky skipped college, but his office walls in Rochester Hills, Michigan, are covered with framed honorary degrees and scientific awards. His biggest claim to fame is that his name appears in the dictionary, crediting him with the creation of a branch of material science called ovonics, after Ovshinsky. In recent years, he's used his smarts to patent components of a solid hydrogen storage system that could be used to fuel both refitted combustion engines, like the one he's just demonstrated, or fuel cell-powered cars.
The way to look at us is we're unplugging from fossil fuels, which have been around a couple million years, and plugging in to the particles of the universe, the basic particles. Hydrogen was born in the Big Bang, as I said. It makes up most of matter.
Ovshinsky imagines drivers refueling at hydrogen pumps, which for the time being could be placed next to gas pumps at service stations. But there is, of course, a catch. Vijay Vaidyaswaran is author of Power to the People, a book about innovations in energy.
You can't just drive up to your Exxon or BP station and get hydrogen today. Or there's no convenient place for consumers to get this. It's not a distribution system.
But as Ovshinsky makes the rounds at his company's hydrogen technology lab, he says this problem is easier to solve than most imagine. He points to what he calls a simple solution.
Here's a hydrogen tank that has hydrogen.
Solid hydrogen, which Ovshinsky says is easier to store and move. He says these tanks which hold the hydrogen can be shipped on barges, trucks, tankers, just as crude oil and liquid gas are moved now. But convincing the world that his system of solid hydrogen storage is the best approach for commercialization will be tough. For now, Ovshinsky has the resources to keep trying. He struck a partnership with Chevron Texaco, which has promised $200 million in investment dollars. Vijay Vaidyaswaran says Ovshinsky's competitors are watching him closely.
He's a brilliant scientist and a pioneer who's proven more than once that he's been able to change the game. And in energy storage, he's clearly someone that commands a lot of respect.
The caveat, says Vitaswaran, is that Ovchinsky's is not the only approach. Some are pushing for compressed gas delivery of hydrogen. Others are betting on nanotubes. In these early days, car makers and the governments that are subsidizing the development of hydrogen technology want to give all competitors a chance. But in the end, it's practical to have only one system of delivery.
It might be solid storage, which he's working on, but so are 10 other companies. So almost certainly, Ovchinsky's making progress and might be part of the solution, but he won't be alone.
Some investors in Ovchinsky's company, which is named ECD for Energy Conversion Devices, are getting restless. In the 4 decades the company's been publicly traded, it's only had 4 profitable years, a fact that Ovchinsky's not eager to publicize, but when asked, he says there's a simple explanation.
So people read about our large losses. Those losses are our investments. They're not losses that we've made by inefficient manufacturing or organization. They're what we have chosen very ambitiously to do.
The defensiveness fades away as Ovchinsky pulls his hydrogen car back into his warehouse-sized laboratory. Inside, a framed, poster-sized photo hangs on the wall. It's a picture of a barefoot Mexican woman climbing a hillside in Chiapas. On her back, she has a portable solar energy kit, a kit built from Ovchinsky's early solar patents. And on the woman's front, she carries an infant.
So on her back is the future, and the front is the future. That child that she's carrying in front of her is going to go to school. We know that because we electrify schools. We see what a tremendous difference that makes.
That idea that the fruits of his labor can provide clean, cheap power to a rural village lights up his eyes. And for this scientist-inventor turned entrepreneur, hydrogen is the final frontier. Alice Nobry, NPR News.